Hello and welcome to today's episode of Money Talk with Skylar Fleming. We're going to be going back to the basics today. What is personal finance? How does money impact your personal life? What is the fundamental knowledge that's very good to have when it comes to managing money? The two money talking points for today's episode are, what's my foundational belief of money? And two, how can I develop a better financial foundation? Today's going to be a good one, so let's get right into today's episode. You know, we don't talk about money enough. It's a topic that gets ignored for some reason, even though it plays a role in everyone's day-to-day life. Well, this issue is what brought Money Talk with Skylar Fleming to reality. I know you're probably busy and don't have time to research and learn about all the things that go into personal finance, but that's where this podcast, Money Talk, comes into play. I'm your host, Skylar Fleming, and I'm here to do the research and learn all the extra stuff about personal finance for you. The goal is to simply get us talking about money, so let's get talking. Guess what? It's important to have a foundation, just like a house or any building out there. When it comes to your personal finance, you have to have a foundation. That foundation means the base level of where you come back to for your money beliefs. And it's good to know how you view money on a regular basis. It's good to know how you interact with money regularly, and that foundational element to your relationship with money. Is it a good relationship or is it a bad one? Is it one where you think money is always abundant and you can never have enough and you got to get more money all the time? Or is it one where maybe you're afraid all of your money's going to run out? And both of those have their pros and cons. Like maybe one drives you to get more money and continue earning and doing better and being more successful. And maybe one drives you to always feel like you got to take money from people and that you got to figure out how you can make all the money you can, and then one drives you to think that you can't be risky with your money and that you can't take risks when it comes to simple investing. So there's good and bad outlooks when it comes to your financial foundation. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. What is personal finance? And let's get right into it. So what's the impact that this financial foundation can have on your life? Well, what's the foundation? What's it like if you have a bad foundation? What if you think money is evil? Well, this can lead you down a path to avoid money altogether, which can be extremely dangerous because guess what? You probably need money to live. It can also lead you down a path of not knowing how to manage your money or that you aren't sure what to do with it. You might be scared of money. What if you come into a large bonus at work? What do you do if you think money is evil or if you have a bad foundation with money? Well, that bonus might scare you. That bonus might lead you to spend it all immediately because you don't want this money or you don't think you deserve it. So then it sends you into a stress situation. This can be very dangerous all the way around if you're doing something like this where you're not sure what to do with your money because you think it's bad. So you want to get rid of it. You don't want any. You want to avoid it. You don't want to know how to handle it. And that can lead you to a place where you don't have any money. How can having a good foundation be good? Well, you know the balance between saving and spending. That can impact your life greatly when you're not afraid to spend money, but you're spending it in a good way. Having a good foundation can also help you understand the importance and necessity behind good money behaviors. Because you know it's important to have a regular meeting or a regular check-in around your money, that foundation leads you to good things where you're managing your money better. You understand that it's also more than just math. Because if you think it's just math, then your foundation might be kind of weak because there's a lot more that goes into it. I know my foundation around money used to be just math. It was all about optimizing the numbers. There was a way to optimize it, and that's what we had to do, regardless of the emotions and behavior behind any of it. And then my wife helped introduce me to the idea of the more behavioral approach to money and the emotional impact to money, and that it's not all about optimizing it. Sometimes we need money to just sit in cash because that's what's comfortable. Sometimes we need to be over-invested in bonds because that's where our college savings is right now. There's a lot more than just math that goes into your money, so make sure you're aware of that, and that's the impact that having a good or bad foundation can have on your money. So how do you implement having a better foundation? Let's talk about that next. Okay, so how do you get better? How do you make that financial foundation stronger? Well, you got to start by asking yourself the money talking points, of course, which you can find at skylarfleming.com/resources. It's a guide that I've put together to help you get some money conversations going. The seven money talking points are, First, what will I do in the event of an emergency? Second, how am I making money? Third, how am I spending money? Fourth, how am I saving money? Fifth, do I want to pay off my debt? Sixth, what do I want my retirement to look like? And seventh, what are my big future money goals? If your answer to any of those is unsure, or you're not really sure how to answer the question, then that's a great place to start, strengthening your financial foundation. So let's go through one of those. One of those that might be the hardest is the last two. What do I want my retirement to look like? And what are my big future money goals? Both of these invite you to dream big and look to the future. If you're not sure how those goals or how those money talking points pan out for you, then that's a place to start because that will help you identify what you need to be doing now when it comes to managing your money, when it comes to saving for the long term. What if your big future money goal is massive and you need a ton of money to do it? What if it's building houses in a third world country or helping people in poverty and you need a lot of money to start that nonprofit that you really want to? Then that is something that you have to consider now when it comes to building your financial foundation and knowing how you're managing money. Because maybe you need to be saving a ton of money for that right now so you can do it in the future. That's just a good starting point to build your financial foundation. And use your understanding of your financial foundation to motivate yourself. If you know that maybe something needs to be shored up a little bit in your financial foundation, then build it stronger. Use that as a point to motivate yourself to research more or to find out a little bit more information. If you're not sure how you're spending money or you're not really sure how to answer that question, look up some more topics on how do I track my spending or how do I analyze my spending. Or reach out to me. I'd always be happy to sit down and have a conversation about any of these money talking points or anything in this episode. Plus, guess what? This gives you a great thing to talk about with other people, which you'll know if you've listened to this podcast for more than one episode, that I love talking about money. And that's the whole premise of this podcast, is starting a money conversation with other people around you. Because that's how we get better with money, by having conversations and by listening in on conversations and hearing new tips and tricks and ideas. So, take one of these seven money talking points or some place where maybe your financial foundation isn't as sure as you'd like it and have a money conversation with someone else about that topic. But let's talk about money talking points next. Alrighty, let's get into the money talking points. The first money talking point is, what's my foundational belief of money? And this one's developed over the last few years, but I would say my financial foundation and my foundational belief of money is that money is a tool. It's taken me a bit to develop this. It does not happen overnight. I used to think it was just math, as I was talking about earlier in this episode, and that it was easy to optimize, but it's more than just math. The money is a tool that helps you do what you want. Money is a tool that helps me commute how I want. It helps me purchase an e-bike because that's how I'd like to commute. Helps you purchase a car because that's how you'd like to commute. Helps you purchase a truck for work because you enjoy working and want to have a lawn care business. But money is a tool that allows that to happen. Money isn't the thing that does all that for you. Money is just something that helps you get to the end point that you'd like to be at. But the second money talking point is, how can I develop a better financial foundation? And guess what? It's talking about money. Talk about money more. That's how you build a better financial foundation. Talk about your struggles. Talk about your pain points. Talk about that crack in your financial foundation. Talk about what's good. Talk about how you find success in managing your money. For me and my wife, the main thing, if anyone ever wants to know, like, hey, how do you guys handle money? You guys seem like maybe you really know what you're doing. And we've practiced at it a lot. And that's because we have regular monthly meetings about our money, where we will budget last month's income for this month's upcoming expenses and then talk about financial things in that meeting specifically. It allows us to dedicate a space and time to discuss financial matters. And that helps us a lot. And that's definitely one of the things we'd recommend if anyone ever asked. But you never find out those sort of things if you're not asking people. So make sure you're talking about money. That's how you can build a better financial foundation. But don't talk about how much you have. It really doesn't help. If you're just trying to brag about your net worth, no one really likes that. No one wants to talk about money with you if you're just going to use it as an opportunity to brag. But rather, use it as a chance to talk about the strategies that get you to where you feel successful and where you're accomplishing what you want to with your money. But next, let's wrap up today's episode. Guess what? You gotta make sure your financial foundation is strong. And talk about money more. I preach it on every single episode, and that's the most important thing to doing better with your money. If your foundation isn't sure, then look for ways to improve it using the Money Talking Points. And email me, of course, if you need anyone to chat with about the Money Talking Points or your financial foundation. Be sure to check out the free resources and specifically the Money Talking Points at skylarfleming.com/resources. And if you have anyone who you think could benefit from a Money Talking, please be sure to share my podcast and this episode with them. And then, of course, go help them. But thank you for listening to today's episode of Money Talk with Skylar Fleming. I'm your host, Skylar. Have a great week.
Money Talk. The Money Talk show is provided for informational and entertainment purposes and should not be used for personal or specific financial advice. Every situation is unique and different. Please make sure to do your own research for your personal financial situation.